19Q CEO Executive Team Network Conference here in this beautiful place called Amelia Island.
I left snow.
You left snow. You did.
Yeah.
And to come to this. Congratulations.
So, yeah.
Well done.
Feeling pretty good about it.
That was a good strategic move on your part. So, by the way, pardon my manners, Advantage Analytics' very own Emily Engstrom. How are you, Emily?
I'm doing great.
Good. Now that you're out of the snow.
Exactly.
You're doing great.
Yes.
Good deal. So I know the conference is just starting. Actually, you guys did a pre-conference workshop entitled Transform Your Credit Union with Power of Data and Analytics.
Yes.
Something you know a lot about these days.
Absolutely.
So give us a quick overview on what you guys talked about.
Yeah,
and then
absolutely.
We'll go into the weeds a little bit.
Yeah, so really what we wanted to do was, as a kickoff to the Great Q's event is really help credit unions start thinking about data analytics differently.
Mm-hmm.
And really start thinking about a strategy and why they should have a data analytics strategy and what it's important.
Right.
And most importantly, what it's going to do for their credit union, the impact it's going to have on their membership, on their ROI, and their entire enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a lot of great dialogue around where credit unions are at in their analytics journey, some great successes, and some great lessons learned as well, too, that credit unions have had along the way. And then we had John Papadia, who leads our consulting team, in there co-facilitating with me, where he was able to share some specific use cases and examples of credit unions that he's been working with on data analytics strategies as well.
Where are you finding credit unions right now in the whole data analytics journey? Because we've been talking about it for what? 3 or 4 years now, and each year it gets a little bit more and more intense. So are a majority of them in the execution phase now, or are some of them still sitting on the fence going, what is this stuff, or where are we now?
So I think that's a great question, and I think it really depends on the credit union. We see them all kind of all over the place. A lot of credit unions, I think, are really starting to understand the importance of a strategy-first approach and are really taking almost a step back in their approach. So we find a lot of credit unions already in the execution phase, and when they get to the execution phase, if they didn't do the strategy on the front end, by the time they get to an execution, it sometimes is faltering a little bit
because they
didn't set up the right KPIs on the front end, or they didn't understand what is the real business goal that they're trying to solve for using data analytics, and they didn't have the right people across their credit union engaged with it. So it was all of a sudden we've got this great solution, or they just went on a product and they bought it and they implemented it and they got reports, and then they don't know how to execute on it. So a lot of them I find are at that point are kind of taking a step back and going, well, what is the purpose? What are we trying to solve for with this?
Right.
And then a lot of credit unions still, to your point, are on the fence of, hey, we go and we hear about all of these big topics around AI and machine learning, and we want to get into all of these advanced analytics, but where do we start? And it's where we're trying to work with them on, start with a strategy.
Right.
What are you trying to solve for?
Right.
And then get into the data governance, get into the environment, and then you can get into the really neat, fun, exciting things around advanced analytics, but you got to start with the foundation first.
And isn't the foundation the data? Because your AI, I've heard, is only as good as the data that you got, right?
Exactly. Yep, so, garbage in, garbage out. So.
That's right, I've heard that as well, oh my gosh. So how do you build a roadmap for success in this area? Because that's one of the things that you talked about in there. You don't have to go into great detail, but just give us a quick little teaser and how folks can get there.
Yeah, absolutely. So we always start with the number one thing you have to do when you're starting your roadmap. What are you solving for? What is your strategy? Once you have that, your prioritized list of the business use cases, what you're trying to solve for, then number two is, where does that data live? What is the data cleanliness? What systems is that data in? Is it easy to get accessible? Do we have good data governance around it? Then step three is, how do we start reporting on it? Can we learn from that data? And we talked a little bit about rear view data versus windshield data. So what can you look at from your data from a historical perspective and really understand what's happened in your credit union financials, in the membership data, that then starts helping you predict your windshield of what's going to happen.
Okay.
And then that's really where you can get into some of the really neat, fun things around predictive modeling and really predicting what's going to be the next thing for your members to do.
Right.
But it all comes down to getting that strategy and those business use cases first and then moving from there.
How do you convince a credit union, like, predictive analytics, this is really the cool thing, and how do you get them to, like, wrap their heads around that? Because, I mean, even when you're talking about this, I'm like, whoa. that's like, it's still a little bit sci-fi for me. I mean, I'm sure for a lot of folks out there too. How do you like bring it into a reality? Are there examples that you can use? Like, hey, Amazon does this or Apple does that.
Yeah, absolutely. So to stop, you know, thinking people that it's Skynet or it's the really scary AI that's going to take over and all the robots are going to come is really putting it into credit union terms. What are they trying to solve for? So some examples that credit unions are doing is, hey, we're trying to better understand which members are leaving the credit union because, you know, current state, if you don't use data analytics, you're probably getting that list of members that closed their accounts and you send it to the branches and then the branches try to call those members to get them to come back. And they've already left. They're not coming back. Well, what if a credit union could better predict which members were likely to leave 6 to 8 months before they did?
Okay.
And so it's really helping them understand. It's just simple problems you're trying to solve for that you're able to use these very sophisticated predictive models to just look at and analyze all of the data. Another example is looking at indirect members is, you know, right now pretty much every indirect member gets the same treatment. So they get maybe a phone call, a welcome packet, an email, those type of things with not a lot of success. But what if you could analyze and look at all of the attributes of those indirect members and be able to identify which ones have the highest conversion to convert from just an indirect member to a full-fledged member.
That's kind of like A/B testing.
Exactly.
A little bit. Yeah, okay.
Yep. Another example from outside of the credit union world that I look at a lot and follow is a company called Cabbage. So it's a very interesting company to really watch at, especially from the lending underwriting side. And so what Cabbage does is they really look at alternative credit sources when they're underwriting personal loans, and they really target it on cash flow, someone's ability to repay. And what they actually do in some of their machine learning and algorithms is they pull in data from the United States Post Office, FedEx, UPS, and look at how many packages get delivered to someone's household. Because they found a correlation in the data that shows someone has ability to repay and has good cash flow if they order a certain amount from Amazon, as I do, as most people do. And so they look at it and they don't necessarily care about payment history. They really look at it is if someone has good cash flow and is making online purchases and getting purchases delivered, they have a good credit worthiness and good cash flow, so they will lend to them.
I see. Okay, light bulb goes on. Thank you for that.
Yeah, so it's really just looking at it, taking it from these complex notions and concepts, and really just, hey, what can it solve for?
Right. And does this kind of have to do with like, how do you translate that roadmap into actionable next step? Is that kind of what you're talking about here?
Yeah, absolutely.
The next step type stuff? Okay.
Yeah.
So how do you empower staff with insights to improve the member experience? Because that's all we hear these days is member experience. And it's super important. That's why we're talking about it. So how do you empower staff with these insights to improve that member experience?
Yeah, so we always recommend is bring the staff that are going to have the biggest impact on the members along in the data journey from the get-go. So it shouldn't be, you know, hey, it's this IT project and we're going to create all these dashboards and reports and insights and then just deliver them and expect someone to understand and be able to execute on them. Bring them very early in on the conversations, because you want to bring, you know, you talked a little bit about the execution piece of it, is you want to bring the folks that are actually going to make the biggest impact on the member and be able to execute it very early in on the conversation. We joke about it within our own team is we call it Data Geek Fridays.
Data what?
Data Geek Fridays.
Okay.
And what this is it's an opportunity to bring folks together that understand the business and understand the data, and to just really geek out on data, and to really think through what is the data insights telling us, what are we learning from the data, and what is the impact we can have. And credit unions can do the same exact thing with bring your business analysts and your frontline and the people that are engaging with your members. They're going to know the business, they're going to know what's going on with the members. Bring them face to face and in the same room with the data analyst and look at one piece of data and have them just kind of look at it and go, okay, so we're looking at credit card transactions for this one member. Okay, so let's take a look at that. Let's digest it. Where are they making payments? Is it to a home, Lowe's, a Home Depot? Okay, they might be a good one that we want to reach out to for home equity. Are they shopping on Amazon? And being able to bring the business and the data folks together to think through what not only the insights, but what is the action we can take to enhance that member experience. Because that's really where the best ideas are going to come from. It's not just the data or not just the business when you can bring that expertise together.
You guys are like private investigators. You're like putting puzzle pieces of the puzzle together.
Yes.
Must be exciting, kind of, you know?
It is.
You kind of geek out on this stuff, you know, for sure.
That's where Data Geek Friday came from, okay. Because it was there's, I think, six of us in a room together, and we were just looking at this data, and we were just kept getting more excited that we were getting up and we were running around and we were whiteboarding and probably maybe a little too much caffeine that day, but everyone was just getting so excited by these new insights we were looking at in credit union member data, because we were instantly then starting to translate those into the business, because mm-hmm. we could instantly understand when we know these additional pieces about a member, the impact that can have on their livelihood, mm-hmm. to enhance their experience, to make sure that they have the right product, to make sure that they're engaged through the right channel, mm-hmm. and they're having the best experience through their credit union. You just get so excited because you feed off of that opportunity of using the data.
Well, you're also, not only are you private investigators, but you're explorers.
Yes.
You know, you're Columbus, absolutely. You're Magellan, you know?
Absolutely.
Sir Francis Drake.
Yes.
Except for his grisly ending. We don't want to go into that. So what can we look forward to in 2020? Because it sounds like we're really turning the corner here, mm-hmm. with data analytics and credit unions really engaging in this. So if you can get your crystal ball out, what's going to happen in 2020? Come on, Emily. Get your predictive analytics going here.
I need a model to predict what's going to happen in 2020. So I think some of the real exciting things that we're going to see in coming out in 2020, and that I'm probably most excited for, is really bringing it back to the members. Is what are the biggest problems, challenges, exciting things we can solve for our members, mm-hmm. and look ahead to predict for our members in 2020. And I think using data analytics to do that is going to be the most impactful thing. And I think, you know, just starting to see credit unions start thinking about it differently and really understand and be able to bring their data together, mm-hmm. to have it better, mm-hmm. organized. Mm-hmm. We're starting to see a lot more credit unions really focus in on getting that that piece together. And I think the other exciting thing for 2020 that we're seeing is credit unions are really starting to see data analytics not just as a project, mm-hmm. or as a product they need to implement, but mm-hmm. it's really an enterprise change. Mm-hmm. It's you know, the marathon, not a sprint.
Right.
And it's really true, is that it should be continually adjusting. It shouldn't be a data analytics strategy that you set today and you don't look at it for 5 years.
Right.
With as quickly as things are changing and you're learning, it should be something that you're evaluating at a minimum every quarter. So mm-hmm. starting to see credit unions start thinking through things like that of, okay, this isn't just a project we're going to do through our IT. It's really how we're going to change our credit union. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm really excited for, that I think we're going to see in 2020 going forward, is more of those adjustments and being okay learning something new and changing the trajectory and changing the path we're going on, being able to learn into it and be able to find something that we thought was a truth in the data and we discovered it wasn't, and be able to learn and adjust and be okay with learning something new.
Right,
it's not a failure, it's just you're learning something new in the data.
And that is exciting.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
Is exciting, for sure. All right, cool. Well, and it sounds like this is kind of our new normal. This is our way of life for credit unions now, really diving into this data, analyzing it, and then moving forward with it and doing some really cool things.
Yep, so, absolutely. Stuff. It's got to be.
All righty. All right, you heard it right here. 2020 is going to be a big year for sure.
Yes,
Emily,
absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well done. I'm excited to have you guys on our side doing some great stuff. All
thank
right,
you very
good
much.
Stuff. All right, there she is, Emily Engstrom from Advantage Analytics. Go look them up.